Hi, everyone. This is Kim McLaughlin. Welcome to week 7 of our Emotional Eating Solutions virtual group. I am really glad to be here today. Once again, important topics to be discussed today. And I want to say hi to you, to those of you that are live on the call right now. I see you, and I really appreciate you being here. And I want to say hi to those of you who are listening later on. For whatever reason, you're not able to make it to the call live, but just know that you're in our hearts, and we're talking to you. I'm talking to you, and I really hope you can just kind of drink in what we're going to talk about today, because we're putting more of those puzzle pieces together of what goes into emotional eating and what goes into that solution. And I think of it like it's your personal solution. I am giving you over these, in total 8 weeks, I'm giving you a lot of ideas, and I'm giving you a roadmap of what to do, but I want it to be personal to you, and I want it to be... You know, one size doesn't fit all, and so this, I think, is the size that kind of can fit everybody, because you can make it fit in your own way. And I hope that you've been seeing that as we've been meeting each week and really taking in that this can be very individual. And what you find that you're doing now for your emotional eating solution, maybe as you move along, And as time goes on, it might be a little different. And just notice that I tend to find that as we move along on our emotional eating solutions, that we can tend to tighten up a little bit. And what we once thought was really, like if you think about the hungry full scale, you know, one is I'm starving, and 10 is I'm stuffed, and 5 is I'm satiated. But what I find is that and this is for me personally and for all the people that I work with, is what I used to think was full, a 6 or a 7, I now find it was actually really, I would call it more like an 8, 9, or a 10, because I'm noticing my fullness sooner, and I'm addressing it sooner so that it doesn't get out of hand. And also I'm noticing what's going on in my body, and I do something about it. So just know that probably what will happen is after we're done with our group next week, you're going to find that you're going to look at food a lot differently, and over time you might tighten up a bit. And I give you full permission to do that, to see what can work for you. So we've been talking about a lot about kind of the technical aspects of emotional eating. We talked about dieting and why dieting doesn't work. We talked about food and how to notice when you're hungry and full, and how important that is to getting us back in balance with what our body really wants. We talked about feelings and emotions, and how they can lead us into overeating. And I'm hoping that you are developing, I'm confident that you are developing more and more skills and techniques and mindfulness in terms of what those emotions are and what you might need to do about them. We've also talked at length about our thoughts and how our thoughts really can lead us astray, and how we tend to think our thoughts are real and that we should believe them. And I am hoping that you're coming away now challenging those thoughts more and more, and noticing that just because you think the thoughts doesn't mean that it's true. We also talked about lifestyle and kind of how the day flows and how you manage food throughout the day and how you take care of yourself. I am hoping that at this point in time that you have 6 different self-care techniques that you're using, self-care strategies that you're using, that you have tried out some new ones, maybe refriended some that you've let go of before, and that you're using them to full advantage. I have so enjoyed these weeks being on these calls with you because I have been reminded, and I've been writing about it to all of you and talking about it on our call, that how much I love music. And I have, this last week, my self-care technique that I did is I went to the library and I took out, I took out two CDs, one of a musical that I love and another of an artist that I love that I've never heard this CD. And I'm listening to music more. I'm singing more. I'm hearing music in my head more. And I am loving it. And it was really through this group that I challenged myself to recommit to my self-care. And that's been an incredible win for me. So I want to thank you all for being a part of this with me while I explore what I need. And I like to bring up what I do as my self-care tools because I want to know you to know that I practice what I preach and that I am always in need of upping my game and making sure that I'm taking care of myself in the best way possible. And I share exactly what I do or what technique I found for the week or what I've actually done because I think it might spark you to think of what you might do. It's always helpful when we hear people who are on the same path as we are and listening to what they do to take care of themselves. And it sparks ideas. It sparks ideas for me with the people that I know when they, I had some friends who offered to go or made a group that we would go to do stand-up paddleboard at a local lake. And I just thought, I haven't done stand-up paddleboard in a while. I'm in. And so that was a couple of weeks ago I did that. And it was because somebody else brought up the idea, and I thought, I'm open to doing that again. I really enjoy it. And I just had the greatest time ever doing that. So I encourage you to listen to what other people are doing to take care of themselves and see if that might be something that you want to do too. The other thing that we talked about last week was mindfulness and how to be mindful of what's going on with us moment by moment. And I, along with you guys, I practiced it this week, and boy, it continues to enlighten me how mindless I can get and how off my game I can be. And so I really focused on eating in a calm situation. I actually I don't normally eat before I go on these calls because I tend to be a little nervous when I get on the call, and so I don't eat beforehand. But I was really hungry, and I was battling with myself about whether I should stand up and eat while I'm walking and doing things, getting ready for the call, or should I sit down and eat and know that I'll just take care of everything in its proper time. And I thought about our call last week and how I'm practicing mindfulness, and I just said, Kim, you got to sit down. You have to sit down, focus on the food, focus on how yummy it is, focus on your tummy, focus on when you're hungry, and focus on when your food are full. And I did it, and I want to thank you guys because you made me remember what I need to do. And once again, I tell you my experiences so you can try it too. I was going to give myself an out and say, oh, it's no big deal. I can just walk around and eat this food. It's no big deal. And then I said, no, Kim, wait, you're practicing mindfulness. Let's sit down. Let's really enjoy it. And now my tummy feels satisfied, not full, dissatisfied, and I'm all ready to go because I practice mindfulness. So I hope that you are beginning to use that awareness to help yourself along, to help yourself with food, just like me, just like I just did. I now want to move into our topic for today, which is kind of underneath a lot of what goes on with food, and I save it towards the end of our time together because I think we need to have all the setup, all the information that comes before to be available and be kind of ready to listen to something a little different, and or to kind of help you challenge your mindset and challenge what you think about. And what we're going to talk about today is kind of four areas: body image, weight, self-worth, and self-compassion. And just bear with me because they do all fit together. And I think as you focus on these, you'll find an even deeper understanding of your relationship to food and another solution that will help you in your life with areas that are really connected to food and what goes on. Let me move into it, and then we'll kind of discuss it more as we go along. So why I think these issues are important, body image, weight, self-worth, and self-compassion, are important because we have really been fed a line about this unrealistic pressure to be thin and this need to be a certain size. And I tell you, it comes up for me every once in a while. Just, I think like all of you, I look at somebody and go, wow, I don't look like that. And that negative thought can come in pretty easily because we are bombarded with these pictures and stories and kind of bullying almost by the media, by the fashion industry, by the beauty industry. And what we know is that studies have shown that the more we focus on our body, the worse we feel about ourselves. It's called, I found this term, I thought it was very interesting, is that it's called body torture. Now, I thought that was really interesting. Body torture is focusing on our body where we feel worse about ourselves. And I don't know if you guys, you know, I'm pretty confident that you all relate to this, that you've had the experience where you focus on your body and go, darn, I don't look good. And the amount of times you say, darn, I don't look good, is greater than the amount of times you say, darn, I look really good. And we're torturing ourselves. And when we do that, we actually feel worse. And what do we know that when we feel worse about ourselves, when we have those feelings of feeling upset, lonely, sad, angry, even at ourselves, what do? We tend to eat. So what I find consistently is that the more we denigrate our body, the more we're setting ourselves up to overeat. So moving into this idea of body image, where it's the thoughts about your body, your thought, your perception about how you look. And I want you to kind of imagine and think of that. You got here partly because of what you've said to yourself and what you feel about your body. And when we hate how we look, when we don't like our bodies, we take a negative view on kind of, I say in quotes, who we are. So we're saying basically, I don't like who I am. My body is a part of who I am. Not the totality of me. There is that inner heart, inner knowing, inner love, inner caring, all those things. But when I say I hate how I look, I'm actually also talking about not liking myself, hating myself. I don't like to use that word hate very much, but I think it fits in this example. So what we're doing is we're equating who we are with what our bodies look like. So, and I'll say that to people, I'll kind of say, I'll look at them and go, so who you are is this thing on the outside? And I'll have them really look at it. And I really want you to consider, is who you are this body, this look that you have, this whatever weight it is that you might think you're carrying, is that really who you are? And I want to tell you it's not. It's not. It's not who you are. And what can happen is that the more we don't like how our body is, we don't like what we look like, we tend to then put off living life. Right? I'm not going to swim until I'm thin enough. I'll buy those cute clothes when I lose weight. I'll go out and swim when I'm smaller. I said that was going to go, but that was mine before. I'll go to the gym when I'm smaller. I'll only wear sweats and big clothes until I'm thinner. Then I can wear the really nice clothes that I really like. And what happens is that we don't we keep ourselves in this negativity. We keep ourselves in this negativity, and what happens is the more we're in that negativity, and the more we can tend to overeat. Right? So that's how this can be tied into overeating and to emotional eating. So what happens is we'll deprive ourselves of goodness, of the things that we want, or the things that we have thought about, because we don't, or because we want to punish ourselves, or kind of like punishing ourselves, I should say. It's kind of like punishing ourselves where we're making ourselves bad and wrong, and that we deserve some kind of punishment for being a weight that we don't think is right. So I want you to consider, and really hear me on this one, because this is pretty key and pretty big, and this is why we wait till the end to really go into it. Almost at the end of the eight weeks, we go into this. What I think is that the opposite is true, and that you need to love yourself. Love yourself how you are now in order to release the shame and to get you and to move you forward where you want to be. So it's about loving yourself where you are right now so you can get where you want to go. Often people say, well, I'll like myself, I'll like my body when I'm this certain weight or when I'm this certain size, when I can fit into this certain clothes. Then I'll like myself. I won't like myself until then. And what I'm going to tell you is that the opposite is true. You need to love yourself now exactly the way that you are and be really happy with you. And what Kim will say, what people will say is, if I'm not okay with who I am right now or how I look right now, I don't want to be okay with it. And what I want to tell you is this is important. You cannot shame yourself thin. You cannot shame yourself and tell yourself how bad you are and become thin from it. That negative thought won't make you thin. Hating your body, hating yourself, does not get you to thin. It does not get you to a weight that feels comfortable. And also hating your body and hating the way you look doesn't get you to end emotional eating. Right? We're talking about solutions. And so what we have to start with in order to get to that solution about this idea is really consider, do you say negative things to yourself? Do you put yourself down? Do you say mean things about how you look? That's not going to work. It's not going to get you where you want to go. So what I think is respecting your body is about making peace with how your body is right now and the shape it is right now and not being caught up in the size of your clothes or the number on the scale. It's about nourishing your body with healthy food and nurturing yourself through all these ideas we've been talking about. Nourish your body with healthy food and nurture your body in ways other than with food. Easier said than done, huh? Right? You might be thinking, Kim, what the heck? Stuff. Yeah, because you've been doing it for so long. It really, respecting your body, respecting how you look, can be tough after years of this training that we've had. And this really is a social encouragement to not like your body. How many pictures are on the internet now of celebrities and how they look and fat shaming, and like if they gain a little bit of weight, they'll be on the front page of whatever magazine and they'll be shamed about, there'll be talk about how bad they look. And I feel sad for them because it's not helpful, and it's actually quite harmful. I like to think of this as considering how you would treat a child and how you would talk to a child. And you would never talk to a child and tell them they were fat and ugly. You wouldn't. I just don't believe it. I don't think you would do it. What you do with children is you feed them nourishing food. You make sure they sleep. You take them out to exercise. You have them become engaged in fun activities. You have them wear clothes that are comfortable and fit properly, not too big, not too small. You tell them you love them. You really want to take care of them. And I want you to consider that you are really in the process of reparenting yourself, and to consider, how would I, if I was talking to a small child about this, how would I talk to them about it? Or if would I allow myself to say this to my child or to some other child when you're talking about food and weight and body and how you look? So just consider that. It's a nice way to reframe it. I find people really attach to the idea about what would I say to a child. The other way to do it is, what would I say to a friend if they told me they were ugly, they were too fat, they hated their body, they're not going to wear nice clothes until they're at a certain size? You'd say, get over it. You're great. You're fabulous. I love you. You're great. Stop it. Right? You just wouldn't let them do that because you know the truth about them. And I want you to consider that thing for yourself. So, how do we go about respecting our body, right? We're talking about body image, weight, self-worth, self-compassion, and part of this includes the idea of respect. And it's really an interesting idea to think about respecting your body and kind of, what are your guidelines about how you respect, how you want to respect your body? Let me give you some ideas. Saying things like, my body deserves to be fed with good nourishing food. I had this thing this morning where I'll tell you guys, I'll out myself. I wanted something sweet this morning. And I said, well, what's up with that, Kim? You don't normally have something sweet in the morning. What's going on? Because we have sweet things in our house, and we have it there, so it's like it's there. And I just said, I really want something sweet. And it's like, well, Kim, what's going on? Well, and I kind of got in touch with feeling a little nervous. You know, I have a call today. I have some other things going on, and I was just feeling a little nervous. And what my head then said to me was, so, Kim, what do you really need? And I just got done with the workout, and I just said, I really need protein, and I need something that's really going to give me back some energy right now, because I just been to the gym. I noticed I was hungry and a little nervous, and I thought, well, that sleep thing that I was going to have really wasn't going to take care of my body, and that my body, I respect my body and myself, and I was going to, I'm going to feed myself some food that is nourishing right now. So I had my protein shake, which was super yummy and filling and gives me the energy that I need. But what I also thought of is that idea of my body deserves to be fed with nourishing food when I need it, when I'm hungry, right? But consider that. Also, my body deserves to be treated with respect. If I was respect, another way to put it is, if I was going to respect my body right now, what would I do? My body deserves to be dressed comfortably in clothes that I like. Comfortably in clothes that I like. Are you doing that for yourself? Are you treating your body with respect? Are you wearing clothes that are too tight? Or clothes that are way too loose? Or clothes that have rips in them or stains on them? Consider that. How do you respect your body? Or show you're respecting your body by dressing in comfortable clothes that you like. My body, another way that I respect my body, and I want you to consider, is my body deserves to move in a way that fits for me. And that means movement that is my particular movement. And I don't say exercise because that can be a kind of powerful word when we're on this emotional eating solutions journey. But what kind of movement? We're in a physical body. And how? What kind of movement do you like? Do you like to walk? Do you like to swim? Do you like to dance? Do you like to stand up paddleboard? What is it you like to do for movement? Do you like to hike? Roller skate? What is it that you like to do? Show that you respect your body by moving it in a way that is satisfying. Another way to respect your body is to know that you deserve to be touched in a way that, that you want to be touched. And that, you know, saying no to anybody that comes into your personal space. I like the idea of my personal space is if I put my arm out and circle around my body, it's an arm's length away. I used to work with a lot of kids, emotionally disturbed kids, who would like to get in my personal space, and so I just have this kind of rule that that's my personal space, and it works real well because it shows that I respect myself and that I respect my needs and desires, and I can be touched and invite somebody in for a hug or a handshake or whatever it might be when it fits for me because I respect myself. Another way we work on our body image, weight, self-worth, and self-compassion is by looking at our clothes and thinking about, how do your clothes fit? How do they fit? It's super important, you guys. Super, super, super important. One of the ways we can show that we're not feeling good about ourselves and low self-worth is by having clothes that don't fit well. And I can tell you that it gets hard to really be conscious and mindful when clothes fit and when they don't. Are your underwear, bra, pants, tops, sweaters, are they too big? Are they too small? Are they uncomfortable? Are they really old? What can happen is that if you're wearing clothes that don't fit or don't celebrate who you are, it can be a constant reminder that you're not worthy, that you're not worth taking care of yourself. And so I want you to consider what you're wearing, and are you dressing, you know, do you wear suits, do you wear slacks, blazers, jeans? What do you want to wear? What do you like to wear? Dresses, skirts, shorts, And do you dress in a way that fits you emotionally and physically? It really can help your body image by wearing something that's flattering, men and women. Also, with your weight, in terms of just having clothes that aren't too tight, that makes you notice if you're larger in a certain area. Also, the clothes help with the feeling of self-worth. So how do we move out of all this? I've talked a lot about, you know, kind of what not to do, what not to do, what not to do. And let me talk about some things that you can start doing. And these things are productive. And one of the first things you can do is to change the way you look at your body, or I call it body assessment tools. Change your body assessment tools. So one thing that we all use, and I talked about this on an earlier call, is about the scale. And the scale can be deceiving. I was just talking to a nutritionist the other day about the idea. She uses intuitive eating just like I do. And we were talking about the scale not being a real great measurement of our size, and that we can tend to get obsessed about it. And it's never good enough. The number's never good enough. So it's either we haven't lost enough weight, we haven't lost any weight, or we gained weight. And the only time we feel good on the scale is when we've lost enough weight, and that's pretty rare. So whatever your mind thinks is the proper amount that you should lose weight. So I want you to consider, rather than using a scale as your body assessment tool, to start to just think about your clothes as that assessment tool, or how you're eating as that assessment tool, or how you feel in your skin. What I know is that the more mindful you become, what you will say, or what people tell me, is that they're afraid they're going to gain weight. They're afraid they're going to get really heavy. And that's just not necessarily going to happen if you're being mindful. It can't happen if you're being mindful. And if you're paying attention to hungry and full, and if you're eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're full, and you're mindful about when you eat, where you eat, how you eat, the opportunity to gain weight is really limited. And I would challenge you to check in with what's really going on if you're gaining weight while that's happening. But begin to get comfortable with your body telling you what size it is. Or put off weighing every day and do it once a month just to check in. So I want you to consider that, is to consider to change your body assessment tool. So maybe just using clothing or how you feel working out as the assessment to what's going on in your body. Another thing to do, and this is about self-respect and self-worth, self-compassion, is to stop coming into any room or start comparing yourself to others. I'm smaller than they are. I'm larger than they are. I'm, you know, my body's, you know, there's this thing that we can tend to do, is to compare ourselves to others. But we can also compare ourselves to others that they might be bigger than us, or that they might be smaller than us. And that's not really a way to be compassionate towards yourself, because you're kind of setting yourself up as being dissatisfied and rating yourself against everybody else. And I want you to just consider that you're going to have this self-respect, this self-compassion, as you enter any room and not think about or comment to yourself on how others look. The other thing I want you to think about in terms of self-compassion is to not compromise for a special day. What happens is we can tend to say, yeah, I love that intuitive eating stuff, but I'm coming up on a class reunion, or there's a wedding coming up, or I'm going out on this date, and I want to be a certain size. And I just think as you get more in touch with your emotional eating solutions, one day is the same as another, and how your body, if you really believe that how your body looks is how your body looks, it won't matter what day it is, what special day it is. But you're going to lovingly take care of yourself and lovingly have clothes that fit, and that you're going to lovingly wear things that celebrate who you are. Okay? Another thing that I think of when I think of self-worth, body image, weight, self-compassion, is just stop saying out loud. I alluded to this a little earlier, but I'm going to go in a little deeper right now, is we call it fat talk or body bashing, is talking about how much you dislike your body to other people. And saying, oh, I hate my stomach, it's too large. Oh, my arms are too heavy, my thighs are huge. And all those other things that you tell yourself, I want you to listen when it's happening, because I bet it does happen. And come back to the center and know that that's not self-respect. That's not self-compassion. That's not showing self-worth. And just notice if you're doing that. And also notice if you're doing it in a group. Notice if you're doing it with others. If you're all talking about how bad you are and kind of one-upping, oh, well, no, but this is bad about me, and no, this is bad about me, and this is bad about me. Or allowing it to happen around you, really consider that is that focus on negativity and doesn't show a true sense of self-worth. Just consider it. Stop the body bashing and stop engaging in fat talk. You know, how you look, when I think about self-worth, about ourselves and being feeling that I'm worthy and thinking that I'm worthy is just knowing that all our bodies are different and that my body is the way that it is. And actually, my body serves me very well. It gets me to and from my job. It gets me to my gym and I can work out and do fun things. It gets me to be with cool people and do some fun things. And my body is different than others' body. And what I know is that the more I respect it, the better I feel. And so I want you to consider that and know that our bodies change over time. And the standards about what heaviness means and what thin means and what is attractive and what's not attractive changes over time. And what I want you to consider is that your ideas about yourself don't have to change with whatever the fad is. You know, perky booty or thin thighs or muscular arms or back, you know, abs, whatever it might be, you might not fit that. And know that you're okay, that you're really okay with how you are. And that part of this, you guys, part of this is genetics. Part of this is just the way your body is. And what I always think of is that your body, as you eat more intuitively, you focus on being hungry, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're full, loving yourself just the way you are, the more you'll come to whatever size is your right and natural size. I want you to consider, as we talked a lot about body things today, and possibly brought up a lot of feelings for some of you about what you have actually been doing and saying about your body, I want you to start thinking about and doing things that are good for your body, doing things that are nice for your body. That might mean a massage. That might mean taking a bath. That might mean putting lotion on. It might mean saying nice things to your body, like, oh, that's, my arms are getting more muscular, or I look good today. And doing nice things for your body, like wearing clothes that are comfortable, clothes that I cute, and, I call it whatever's cute, or something that makes me feel good. Nice things for my body that I do is I like to wear jewelry. I've been wearing jewelry, so I pretty much always make sure I have bracelets on. And that just makes me feel good. It makes me feel good about my body. It makes me feel good about myself. Maybe it means something good for your body. It might mean getting your hair cut, getting a facial. And it's not always something that has to be money-driven. Consider what you need to do to start being that kind person towards your body and asking yourself, what do I need to take care of my body, right? Because then if we're taking better care of our body, saying nicer things about it, we are, then our body image gets better, our weight comes more into balance, we have self-respect, self-compassion, self-worth, all those yummy, fabulous things that we really want. So I want you to consider what you have been doing, what has come up for you on this call, and what's kind of resonating with you about areas that you're doing really well in or areas that might need a little improvement. So what I'm going to do is I'll post this audio on our private page, and I want you to consider and write about how have you disrespected your body. What have you done and said to yourself? And write it down. And it could be the things you said about your body, the way you might have disrespected it in terms of dieting and starving and not wearing comfortable clothes or whatever yours might be, or how maybe you've disrespected your body by not eating nourishing food, or, there's a million things that you could do and think of. But how have you disrespected your body? And then I want you to then write about how can you now respect your body and consider what would it mean to you to respect your body? What does that mean? And how can you start doing that? What I know is that as you begin to have that respect for yourself, respect for your body, your self-worth rises, your self-compassion rises. You're not as focused on the negativity about your body and your weight. Right? So this is the part about getting really in touch with our body and treating it really well, really, really well. So lastly, I want to remind you guys, next week is our last group, and I'm going to send out, I'll probably send out a survey on SurveyMonkey, so look for that, about what you need for your next step and about what's going on for you. I also invite you to email me from our private page, email me any questions you have, any concerns you have, things that are going really well, and things that aren't going well, so I can make sure we wrap it up next week and that I get to anything that you might have on your mind. We're going to go over next week a plan. So next week's going to be a great takeaway for you of having a plan of what you can do moving forward. And it's really good. It's a really nice way to wrap it up. But I just want you to to make sure you let me know what you might need next, and I'll send out a survey to see what that might look like for each of you. And let me know if there's anything that's still bothering you, any kind of place that you're feeling a little lost. And I really want to make sure I get to everybody's needs. So I really encourage you to have a fabulous day. Treat yourself with kindness. Focus on increasing that self-worth. And I know it'll get better and better and better for each and every one of you. And thank you for coming today, and I will talk to you later. Bye.